In our previous shiur, we began a discussion about wearing tefillin and chol hamoed, in particular emphasis on what is the subject of our shiurim, if people in one shul, some people wear tefillin and some people don't. Continuing with that subject, there's a tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos Marshag, Chelek Beis, Simen Yud Beis, about this issue as well, and he discusses the issue of Loisus Gadudu. And besides obvious the relevance to the question that we're discussing, this tshuva also sheds much light on this entire subject of Loisus Gadudu. He says that the issue of Loisus Gadudu is only applicable to a Bezdin. That's one svar, he says. He says, a Bezdin has to speak in one voice. And we indeed have the machloikis of Abaye and Rava, but two bati dinim in one city, or one Bezdin in one city. But, he says, the Issa of Loisus Gadudu only speaks to the Bezdin. The Bezdin has to speak in one voice. But, each individual has to follow what he feels is the halacha. And he says, there's a very famous Gemara. The Gemara Masechta Erevin teaches us that, it's in the Gemara Masechta Chulin as well, that the Talmidei Beis Shammai always follow Beis Shammai. And the Talmidei Beis Hillel should always follow Beis Hillel. Bekuleyem or Bechumureyem. Now, he says that Gemara is ostensibly referring to a situation where both of these people live in the same city. And even though they live in the same city, they should follow the opinion of the Rebbeim. He says, only when they can't reach an decision do we have that by the Raisu, we have the halach of Achi Rabbim Lahatois, we have the halach of Safik the Raisu Lechumra, we have the right dialogue of Safik the Rabbanon Lekula. And therefore he says, when we have a question, everybody should follow what their minig and what their Rabbeim taught them, and that is not considered a violation of Loisus Gadudu. Furthermore, he says that when somebody has a suffix, and he's doing something because he wants to be sure that he's doing the right thing, that isn't considered Bal Toisef, as we discussed in our previous year. So too, it's not considered Loisus Gadudu. He explains that the person here who's wearing tefillin, even in a community where everybody else is not wearing tefillin, is not doing it because he wants to be different than everyone else. It's not doing it because he wants to make a machloikus. He truly is concerned that there's a concern, he's truly concerned that he's obligated to wear tefillin and chol hamoed, and he wants to fulfill his obligation. And how does he fulfill his obligation? By wearing tefillin. Somebody who's acting out of concern that he wants to do what's right is not over loy suskaidatu. And he, in fact, says that he learned in the yeshiva of the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik, who was the Rav, the Rosh Yeshiva, wore tefillin. And he says there were a number of Talmidim, the yeshiva, who obviously came from a Chassidish background, who did not wear tefillin. And they all daven together. And furthermore, he says that in Sanz, the Devar Chaim had a minig, a very interesting minig, that Bachrim, until they were 18 years old, wore tefillin. And afterwards, the older boys and the married people did not wear tefillin. It's an interesting minig. It's a separate shear how that minig evolved. But we have different people in the same city, in the same shul, from the same community, some wearing tefillin, some not wearing tefillin. I saw that so too was the minig by the Arugas Abaisan, and there was never an issue of Loisis Koyratu. He does, however, conclude that even people, this is his opinion, I'm going to quote a tshuva just the opposite in a moment, but his opinion is that even people who have the minig to wear tefillin and chol hamoed should give up that minig and not wear tefillin and chol hamoed. There's a tshuva on the subject as well, in the Igros Moshe, Or Chaim Chelik Hey Simin Chavtalit, and he takes a very similar approach to the. He takes a very similar approach to the Marsham. He says wherever the two opinions are well known, there is no problem of Loisis Koyratu. And here, as we've been learning, there are two very clear opinions. What is the halacha about that some do wear tefillin, some don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Everyone has a basis, as we discussed briefly in our previous year, why they do or don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the halacha is that they should, and therefore, people following their minig is not considered a situation of Loisis Koyratu. On the other hand, he does say that the Baal Tefila should follow the minig of what the shul or what that shul is. So if a community has a minig to wear tefillin, they should only have a Baal Tefila who wears tefillin, or vice versa. He does, however, point out that there are, especially here in the United States, shuls that are made up of people that come from many different places. And therefore we can't say that the shul has any specific minig. He says that in such situation, people, then the Baal Tefila, we could take anybody to be the Baal Tefila because there is no specific minig. He takes the opposite approach of the Marshag that we just quoted. And his approach is that no, that even if one is an Ashkenazic Jew, even if his family, his father didn't wear tefillin, he should wear tefillin Chol HaMoed and go back to the minig of his family. The Miches Yitzchak in Chelik Tes Simen Nundalid Sif Aleph discusses the following situation. And there are many poskim, as we're going to see, discuss this shayla. This is a shayla where in Chutz Laretz, as we've been learning, there are different menhagim. Some people wear tefillin Chol HaMoed, some people don't wear tefillin Chol HaMoed. But in Eretz Yisrael, most people don't wear tefillin Chol HaMoed. That's the minig hamakom. And he discusses a person who has a minig who is from Chutz Laretz and has the minig to wear tefillin Chol HaMoed, comes to Eretz Yisrael for Chol HaMoed. What should he do? So he says that even though the issue of keeping Yontif Sheni in Chutz Laretz itself in Eretz Yisrael is a controversial issue and has already been, however, established that people from Chutz Laretz keep 2 days of Yontif in Eretz Yisrael, even though there's a question, some people keeping this day Yontif, some people not. He says, let's not expand on that. And therefore, such an individual should put on tefillin at home, and he holds daven at home. Because he says, if you hold that in Chol HaMoed you're supposed to wear tefillin, so when one is supposed to wear tefillin, he's supposed to wear tefillin when he davens. And the obligation of wearing tefillin when one davens, he holds, overrides the obligation to wear tefillin, to daven tefillah b'tzibur. And he says it's better that this person should daven at home with tefillin rather davening tefillah b'tzibur, but not daven in shul where no one else is wearing tefillin. Ramosha has a tshuva about this subject as well. This is in two tshuvas in Arachayim Chelik Dalit. One is in Simon Lamedalit, where he seems to be Mekel, where he says, if your minig is to wear tefillin, even though if you're davening in a shul where other people are not, you could keep on your tefillin. That's, as we discussed, the opinion of Rav Moshe in a shul like here in Chutz Laaretz, where there are people with different menhagim. But then, in a later tshuva in that Chelik Dalet, this is tshuva Simon Kuf Hei, Sif Beis, where he says, in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is not to wear tefillin, because he says the people who came to Eretz Yisrael were either Sfardim, who don't wear tefillin, as is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, or Talmidei Hagra and Talmidei Baal Shem, who follow the opinion of the Zohar, that don't wear tefillin either. So he says that a person who lives, who comes from Chutz Laaretz and is now living permanently in Eretz Yisrael, is permitted to stop wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. He seems to say, however, that he would prefer that he continue wearing tefillin, but he says under those circumstances, given that you're in a place where no one wears tefillin Chol HaMoed, or most people don't wear tefillin Chol HaMoed, you shouldn't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed Barabim Beferesia under those circumstances. There's a tshuva regarding this shaila as well in the Shailos HaTshuvos B'Tzeila Chochma, Chelek Vav Simon Tezvav. He seems to take the opinion that a person should continue whatever minig he had. But he, unlike the Minchas Yitzchak, takes the point that he should prefer to daven tefillah b'tzibur without tefillin. Put on your tefillin at home and daven tefillah b'tzibur. Even though, as we quoted the Minchas Yitzchak a moment ago, isn't tefillah b'tzibur stronger than... Isn't tefillah b'tefillin stronger than tefillah b'tzibur? He says, that's only in a situation where you're certainly obligated to wear tefillin. But in a situation where you're not certainly obligated to wear tefillin, there, davening tefillah b'tzibur takes precedence over tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur takes precedence. But on the other hand, he says clearly, and we'll speak about this maybe a little later, that if somebody from Chutz Laaretz is in Eretz Yisrael, he should keep 2 days Yontif, daven on the second day Yontif the good davening, and not put on tefillin. For him, it's a full-fledged Yontif. There's a tshuva about this issue, again, about a ben Chutz Laaretz who finds himself in Eretz Yisrael. In the Shailos HaTshuvos, Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Gimel, Simen Yud Aleph, Sif Beis, and he speaks about somebody who moves from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. He says that such a person may change his minig, and even though in Chutz Laaretz he didn't wear tefillin, in Eretz Yisrael he could stop wearing tefillin. There's a tshuva as well in the Shevet HaLevi. This is in Chelek Vav Simen Hei. regarding an individual who is, the question came from London, where somebody davens in a shul where everybody wears tefillin chol hamoed, and his minig is that he doesn't wear tefillin chol hamoed. He says that if the entire community does one thing, then he should follow what the entire community does. In other words, what he's saying is that even though, as we've been learning, that there may not be an issue of laisus gadadu if some people wear tefillin and some people don't wear tefillin in the same shul, he's saying there's a nafkamina where it's a group of people not wearing tefillin and a group of people wearing tefillin, whereas we've explained in our shiurim that would not be considered a situation of laisus gadadu, versus a situation where it's one individual who's different than everyone else. And when it's one individual who's different than everyone else, there is a greater concern for laisus gadadu. The Shaar Mitzion Ba'alocha in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Yud quotes Achronim who want to say that you could be a person not wearing tefillin even though everyone else is wearing tefillin, and the reason it wouldn't be considered laisus gadadu because people are going to say that you're not wearing tefillin because you have a physical ailment that prevents you from wearing tefillin. I saw that the Seichemet in the Mareches on laisus gadadu does not agree with this approach. It could be, I was thinking, there would be a nafkamina where if there's one individual not wearing tefillin amongst a group who are wearing tefillin, so there we could say maybe he's not wearing tefillin because he has a problem. But if you have more than one person, it's highly unusual that all of a sudden you have a group of people that have a reason that all of a sudden today they can't wear tefillin. Particularly using the svaras that we've been learning in our shiur, where we know that people aren't wearing tefillin because they hold that you're not supposed to wear tefillin chol hamoed. It's not because people are going to say it's another reason. And the Seichemet is very clear that we can't rely on that to avoid the issue of laisus gadadu. There's an interesting tshuva, not directly related to the issue we're discussing, somewhat related, in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos HaHanhagos, Chelek Gimel, Simen Yud Gimel, where he discusses people who are coming to Eretz Yisrael for Yontif as guests. They're not coming to Eretz Yisrael to live there. They're coming for guests. And we quoted earlier that most Paiskim are of the opinion, we just quoted the Betzel HaChachma, that they should keep the second day Yontif and not put on tefillin, daven Yontif tefillas and not put on tefillin. He quotes, and he says actually, he quotes it from Rav Chaim Brisker, since this entire issue of person who's from Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael, should he keep the Yontif Sheni Shegolius, or should he not keep Yontif Sheni Shegolius, is not that clear, and there are opinions of Rishonim, the opinion of Beis Yosef and the Afkas Rochel, that such a person should not keep Yontif Sheni Shegolius. So even though it's our minig to keep Yontif Sheni Shegolius for such an individual, we're machmer, but he says it can't be at the expense of your tefillin, because maybe today one is obligated to wear tefillin, because if you're not supposed to keep Yontif Sheni Shegolius, that's chol, and if it's chol, you're supposed to wear tefillin. And therefore he suggests that a person who's from Chutz Laretz and that's a shrol on Yontif Sheni Shegolius on Isru Chag should put on tefillin betzina, but he himself indicates that even though this is what is said in the name of Rav Chaim Brisker, the Brisker Rav never told anybody to do so. So it's hard to say that one is obligated. So lahalacha lemaisa, if at all possible, one should try to have two separate groups, Davin and Chol Hamoed. Like that, you won't have an issue of Leisus Gadudu. Certainly, in a situation where it's very obvious that one person is acting differently than everyone else, that means if you're in Chutz La'aretz, that means if you're in a shul where everybody wears tefillin and you don't wear tefillin, or vice versa, you're in Eretz Yisrael where everyone doesn't wear tefillin and you put on tefillin, there's a greater concern of Leisus Gadudu. But in a situation where you have a shul which is comprised of many different people with many different menhagim, it seems based on the tshuvas that we've quoted, there would not be concern of Leisus Gadudu with some people wearing tefillin, some people not wearing tefillin.